WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This week on PBS, the documentary series POV winds up its latest season with a documentary on a turning point in the history of mass transportation, the point when trolley cars gave way to automobiles in big cities. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
I know I'm saying this on public radio, but that doesn't make it any less true. If it weren't for public television, the one-hour, single-topic documentary would be all but dead. Oh, the commercial networks are cluttering up primetime with multi-topic news magazines, and cable outlets like CNN and HBO reserve time for extended nonfiction stuff. But if it's a regularly scheduled showcase you're after, the best place to go is PBS, which has both Frontline and POV. What these two shows have in common all the time is a respect for their audience. What they only have in common once in a while is a clear point of view. Usually, but not always, Frontline tries to remain objective. POV, as its title indicates, makes no such effort, which, a lot of the time, is what makes POV so distinctive. Already this season, POV has done a few truly fascinating shows. One on a local politician running in Massachusetts against a member of the Kennedy family, and another about a filmmaker who profiled a bunch of female rodeo riders, then decided to climb in the saddle and try it herself. This week, POV provides another, Taken for a Ride by filmmaker Jim Klein and researcher and co-producer Martha Olson. Their documentary takes dead aim at General Motors and takes on Detroit so forcefully and so persuasively that even Michael Moore, who took on a similar adversary in his film Roger and Me, would be impressed. This is one PBS documentary, trust me, that is not underwritten by your friends at General Motors. Instead, the show paints the early 20th century management of General Motors as major schemers who found a way to disrupt and destroy existing mass transit systems so they would have more room in the cities for more cars. The scam they perpetrated is so complex that Taken for a Ride makes it sound almost like a sequel to Chinatown. Only instead of diverting water to the desert, these fat cats were diverting trolleys from the major cities. It's not as though their schemes were unnoticed or even unpunished at the time. In federal court, General Motors eventually was found guilty of conspiracy to monopolize local transportation, and one of the biggest culprits was fined by the court. But the fine was $1. And in 1974, at a Senate antitrust committee hearing, San Francisco Mayor Joseph Alioto, arguing with Nebraska Republican Roman Hruska, makes an eloquent case for how Americans were taken in by GM and its cohorts.
And I think the automobile industry is the number one example of monopoly power that has changed, literally changed the quality of our lives. And it has done so, not on the basis of what people really needed, but rather on the basis of serving corporate interests.
Was it General Motors that really wrecked the streetcar system in America?
The answer has got to be yes, because General Motors actually formed the company to go in to buy out these...
General Motors came into a situation where streetcars were inordinately inefficient. They were not flexible. Do you know of any streetcar system that could service San Francisco with all of its outlying communities and suburbs?
I am not an anti-automobile nut. I don't want to outlaw the automobile. I'm not suggesting it isn't a convenient way of traveling. I am suggesting that it must be supplemented by rapid transit systems. And I cannot accept the argument that rapid transit systems broke down because of their complete inefficiency to serve the public, because the experience of Western Europe and Japan belies that argument. And finally, Senator, I must say, with great deference, that if it is true that the streetcar companies were breaking down of their own weight, why was it necessary for General Motors to join with Standard Oil and the tire companies to go in and buy the systems and tear up the tracks?
Watching Taken for a Ride may leave you somewhat depressed, but the film ends on a hopeful note, pointing to a recently proposed solution for our urban gridlock problems. The solution? A new line of trolley cars.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.